Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. Mike Tornatore. I received a ad from you guys for the reservation code. Just wondering how your program works, what your rates are, that kind of stuff.
Great, great. Just one second here, Mike. Let me pull up a screen real quickly. And what is that reservation code? I can type in so I can pull up your information.
2311.
2311?
3101.
I'm sorry, 00.
0023.
23, okay.
7659.
7659. Just one second here, I'll pull up information. So, okay. And what is the name of your business?
Motorhead Auto Sales.
Okay, Motorhead Auto
Sales. I actually have a couple businesses, but this is the one I'm looking for the line of credit or whatever for.
Okay, Auto Sales. And then what would be a good number to reach back out to you on in case we are disconnected?
315-412-0300, extension 1.
Okay. Okay, let me just put this in Motorhead Auto Sales. Love the name of your business. Okay, and then I just want to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file here, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay?
All right.
Are you still located at 3682 Seneca Turnpike in Canosta, New York?
No, we actually moved.
Okay, where are you located now?
We're still in Canastota. We're at 3328 Seneca Turnpike.
3328, okay.
Hot location.
3328. And then the classification of your business is sole prop, sole proprietorship, partnership?
We're a general partnership, my son and myself.
Okay. And then time in business.
It'll be going on 2 years.
2 years. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. So, and then lastly, what would be a good email address just in case I need to shoot you out any information?
MotorheadAutoSales@gmail.com.
Okay. Motorhead Autos. Gmail.com. Okay. So what you received was an offer for financing. If you tell me what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs. You know, I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can be a good fit for the business.
We're actually looking for financing to put cars on the lot.
Okay, for inventory.
Inventory. It's all we use the money for is inventory.
Okay. Is there a specific dollar amount you had in mind?
I would say anywhere from 100 to 150,000.
Okay. 100.
Well, we have a $300,000 credit line with a floor planning company.
Mm-hmm.
Their money's expensive.
Okay. So how much have you used on that?
How much have we used on it?
Yeah.
About 100,000.
Okay. So you got about 200 left. And when you say expensive,
their rates are what they do is they charge a flat fee just for floor planning a vehicle, and then they charge 9%. The interest rate isn't too bad,
mm-hmm.
but again, it's the floor planning charges, and then they send somebody in to check inventory. They charge you for that, so they got all kinds of other charges on there.
Right,
to go along with.
Sneaky bastards.
Well,
okay.
That's how they do it. You know, it's business and it's what it is. But
yeah. Okay. So, is this an immediate need here, or are you just kind of in the preliminary stages of figuring out different financial options?
Trying to find out the options. I mean, there's no major need. All I'm trying to do is find money that's less expensive. That's all.
Okay. Excellent. So with our working capital program, it's actually based off of the previous year's sales for the business. We're able to lend 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. What do you, or do you know ballpark what you may have done in sales last year?
About 200,000, something like that. A little low, you know, give or take, around 200,000.
Okay. You know, based off that number, initially, we may be able to get you upwards of, you know, $25,000 to, you know, $35,000 to start out with. You know, once our relationship is kind of solidified a little bit, a couple months of payments, you know, we can reevaluate the loan, you know, extend the terms, bring on more cash. It's just a matter of establishing some sort of relationship there.
Absolutely. I understand. I'm fine with that.
Okay. And it's a very simple process as well. You know, it's a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of bank statements and then the first couple pages of your most recent tax return. And that would give us the snapshot of the business we need to make an offer that would not be a burden on your business. Let me ask you this. Do you have any current working capital loans or any anything like that going on?
Just the floor planning thing.
Okay. All righty. And how would you rate your personal credit?
Oh, tier one, definitely.
Okay. Excellent. So we do have several tiers of programs there. That's the reason I asked, see if we can maybe get you into that tier one program where we have different payment options with that way. There's a daily, weekly, and a monthly payment option. And again, it's just a matter of seeing where you would fit in, with the criteria that you have to see where we can fit you in there. What I could do is get you, send you out some information, our application, just a little bit more background on our working capital program and the documents we would need. Once you get that back to me, I can package for underwriting and we can typically get you some feedback inside of 24 hours. If you like our offer, we can get you funded in another 48. So it's a pretty expedited process.
What are we looking for interest rates? I mean, before I go through all this,
gotcha.
I just want to know basically where we're being. I mean, if it's not going to work, then, you know.
There's no use in going through
time or mine.
I understand. So it's an unsecured loan. So typically rates start right around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. It's just a matter of where you fit within our tiers. So it is a little bit more expensive, but again, it is unsecured, so there's a lot of risk on our end.
Well, what do you do for a secured loan?
I'm sorry.
How does your secured loan program work?
Okay, the secured loan, is more like our equipment financing loan is more typically a 2 to 5 year loan. With a monthly payment, rates start typically right around 4 or 4.5% and can go up from there. We look at credit, time in business, cash flow, things of that nature to determine where you would land in those tiers.
That would be mostly for equipment stuff or something like that on that line. We wouldn't be able to do that with vehicles?
See, that's a great question. I would think that it would be considered equipment, If you had specific vehicles in mind that you were going to pick up and you had quotes for them, then I definitely think that that's something that we could, work towards.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it'd be a cheaper option for you as well.
Right.
What I could do is, send you the highlight reel of both our programs there. You can kind of put them side by side, and see which one would be more beneficial to you. It's just a question of this. With the working capital loans, they're shorter-term loans. They're typically go from 6 months up to 18 months. I've seen first-time customers get 24 months. So it's one of those things where it's set up to, get your return on investment, you pay it off, you get your tax write-off at the end of the year, and you move on to your next project, so you're not paying on something 2 years down the road when you've already completed it, if that makes sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it just.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you can email me some information on your company and a couple programs that we talked about, and I'll look things over and see.
What would be a good fit for you?
Like.
Yeah. Absolutely. I will put that together for you. I can shoot that out to you in about 10 minutes, and my direct dial will be on there as well. So if there's any questions moving forward, you can always reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
And your name is Zach, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay, yeah, keep your...
I'll look forward to getting the information.
Yeah, it should be arriving about 10, 15 minutes there. And should follow up with you tomorrow or give you a couple of days to review the information and maybe circle back on Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, give me a couple of days. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'll set it in my calendar for Friday, and I'll touch back with you then, and you'll see if you had any questions.
Sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
All right, Mike. You're welcome, man. You have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.